We're up to the Kumlana block and motor, up to Kufsam Gimel Bay, the very best, the last line. Gufa. Let's analyze what we learned 2 days ago. Amar Rav. Rav said, Shtar Habo, who the aid of Alamechek Kosher. Both, side the contents of the Shtar, and side the things of the Adim, both appear on the raised part of the get, it's Kosher, because it's all done, it was all done together at the same time. How can you tolerate such a get, such a shtar? Why aren't we concerned? We're talking about concerns here that somebody is fraudulent. Why can't it be that he erased the entire shtar and he wrote the contents on an erased part and he wrote the edim on an erased part and then he erased again the contents of the shtar and wrote something brand new and he has the edim signature at the bottom? Says the Gemara, because then it's obvious to tell. You can tell the difference whether something's erased once or something's erased twice. And then immediately the Bezdin will see it, they'll be suspicious what's going on over here, and they won't accept the get. The get will be puzzled. I, for Gemara, Velechus, why do you worry the following? Dilma, perhaps. Shodi Diyasa Amokamedi Mikoda. Before the Egypt sign, they're going to make the bottom part of the get where the agent was assigned. They're going to erase that part and leave the top section unerased.
They'll erase it. Or they'll fill it with ink and then they'll rub it out after they've signed.
Sorry?
Is he saying that they'll fill it with ink, shoddy diyoso, and with the place where the agent was meant to sign, and then they'll rub it out?
It will, yeah, very simple. They're going to put ink in the place where the agent are and they will erase it. And they'll erase that part, and then
so
when they're
see the looks erased.
That's right. And then, what do you call it? Then they'll erase the agent's part once, and then they're gonna
before the agent's side,
and then they're gonna erase
for stomach. Can
yeah, just
ink.
A layer of black.
Then they're gonna erase the entire thing again, second time. So the agent's signature will be erased twice, and the front the contents will be erased once. The agent will sign. Write the contents. Then afterwards, they're going to erase the contents part again and write whatever they want afterwards. And now, it looks like a good shtar. Both parts of the shtar now will be erased twice.
The paper looks the same.
Exactly. It won't arouse any suspicions by the dayanim. The edim will not sign on an erased get unless they saw what you erased, you blotted out on the first part of the get. They won't know what you blotted out. And obviously, you blotted out nothing. You just erased it because it's a ruse. So therefore, they are not going to sign. So we're not worried it's ever going to happen. Mesa, I'll ask you a question. It says in the following, Ibrahim, who al-Haniyor, let's say you wrote the contents of the shtar on a clean part of the shtar, the aid of al-Mechig, and the aidim you wrote on an erased part, kosher, you are kosher. It says it clearly in the Ibrahim, that is kosher. Now, how can that be? Why aren't you worried? Afterwards, you'll erase the content, and then you rewrite it, and the Bezin, well, as far as the Bezin can see, it looks like it all erased once, and it looks like it's all Huve Eid of Alamechik, it's kosher. Why aren't you worried? Since you're telling us that we're very constantly worried about fraudulent stuff happening, why aren't you worried here? Because it might be boy, and he'll write whatever he wants, Vavle Huve Eid of Alamechik, and he and the Eidim are on the erased part. And we're not worried. If the parts, if the contents are on a blank part, and the Eidim on a erased part, we're not worried. You know why we're not worried? The Kosvi Hachi, this is what the Eidim writes. Anachnu Sade, we witnesses, Chasamna, we signed Al Mochka on the race part. Vishtore Kosov Al Niyore, and the star itself written on a clean part. And therefore, you're not worried that afterwards he'll erase the top part because it'll be caught out. Freddy Gemore, the Kosvi Hecha, where did he write that line? Imel Tachet, they wrote beneath their signatures, and the guys, he'll cut it off. Eloy, and if the top part, Mochla, he'll erase it. Remember, the Edim are erased. If you say anything erased above that, we're not going to be suspicious. And he will erase the entire content of the star and write whatever he wants, and it'll be one erased star. The Kosti means sad, he writes it between one witness and the next, so he can't do anything with it.
No,
one at the top, one at the bottom. The problem with this Gemara here is, you can do it either way. The problem with this thing here is the first witness hasn't signed this. There's a problem here. They're showing the mask. That if you write between the first and second, that means the first witness is not saying that it was written this way. It's only the second witness. It's an Eid Echot saying it's what happened. How's that kosher?
What happens if you write that middle text first?
How does that become two witnesses? The first witness signs his name.
What happens if you sign that text? You put that text in the middle, and then the witnesses sign on the sides.
Yeah, but I know who's written first. When you read the Shtar, how do you know the Pashtas, what was written first? The first witness thinks was first. Then you put something in there, and then you put another witness. So all you have is one witness saying that we signed an erased part and everything else. That's two witnesses. Exactly. Above. So the big problem. So the Achrayim try to work out this is one version, but the Achrayim try to work out exactly how it happened. How does the first witness also seem to be testifying that this is what happened? If that's pshat, look at the end part of the bride, says, "Hu al mechik." If, let's say, the cantors were on the race part, the edim on the yer, the cantors on the race part, the edim were on the clean part, possible. My possible, why should that? But that's possible. Why is it possible? Why don't you write the reverse? Why don't you write the reverse? Hachinam here too. Nichtivu hachin, let them write. Anachna sadi, we witnesses, chasamnam. If we have the witness on the clean part, and we see the cant on the erased part, we're going to be choshed. Hey, maybe there's something else written there before clean, and they erased it and put something new on it. We can't trust it. Now, why let the edim go ahead and say, right? Chasamna al niyara, we signed on the clean part. Vishtara al machka, and the star was on the erased part. Hashtanami, my amre, what are you worried about? Meichik chayzev chameichik. What are you worried about? That we're going to write that they're going to erase the names of the. They're going to erase the names of the Edim and put new false Edim on it. They'll erase the whole thing. You cannot compare something. Now, what are you worried about? We're not worried that he'll keep the original contents of the star, because that's the problem. We're worried that he'll erase the star and write something else on it, make a fake story up. And the Edim, they're going to erase the Edim, and they're going to, what do you call it? And make fraudulent, yeah. Her army said, Sorry. If you're going to have the Edim at the bottom writing on Niyar, and the Shtar on the Mechik, right? And let them write that we wrote Niyar and the Shtar on the Mechik. So we were worried that maybe the top part you're going to erase again and write whatever you want. But Luchay, you said before that something's erased twice. Is different than what's erased once, so he can't do that. My Ahmed, Moichik, Chayzer, Moichik, we're scared that he'll erase the contents and write again. Ahmed, you just told us, Einu Deimen Nimchik Pam Machir Mishrepam. You told clearly that you cannot compare once or twice. Says the Gemara. Hani Mili, when do we say you can tell the difference if it's erased once or twice? When part of the star is erased once and part of the star is erased twice, they're right next to each other, so you can draw parallels, you can see the difference, so then we can say, hey, Hani Hechid Chasim Mishtadia Mokka. But if you're going to say that the Edim are signed on the erased part and the contents will be erased twice, so wherever we can tell the difference, something's wrong here. If the Sadi are written on a clean sheet of paper and the top part is erased twice, how can you tell? We don't know. We can't tell it's erased once or twice. What are we comparing it to? So therefore, we cannot have the Edim writing once on a clean piece of paper, and then even though they say we wrote clean and the top was erased, how will we know that it wasn't erased the second time? We'll never know. There is a way of knowing. Bring another parchment, and erase it once, and then compare it and see whether it looks the same. Believe me. You cannot compare two parchments. Every parchment is thicker, thinner, is different. You cannot compare the way it is. So why don't we do the following? Let them bring the shtar to Bezin. Bezin will certify that yes, this is kosher edim. Then let's erase the edim's part of the shtar and write something on it and compare the top part of the shtar and the bottom. We'll see whether it's erased once or twice. Let's erase it and compare. You cannot compare an aged eraser to a brand new fresh one. They just don't look the same. So you might have a lishaya, so leave it for a few days, and then this will also become aged, and it'll be the same. We are worried that there'll be a bezin in the future. We won't know this whole yeshichta of how to make all these tests, and therefore they might approve it, seeing the edim saying the yor and the mechik. They don't know that you have to test it, see whether it was done twice or once, and therefore this is too complicated, and therefore we don't put ourselves in this situation in the first place. back to our Mishnah of Chanina Gamalim and Mekusher. We said that if you change the rules around Mekusher and Pasha and all that, it's possible. But Apinu was Mekusher. If you wrote the Edim inside Kasher, because you always untie the knots and turn it into a Pasha. For the Gemara, it's not so simple. For the Gemara, first of all, it says Chanina Gamalim. It makes sense. Why does Tanakama argue? For the Gemara, why does Tanakama argue? Heishiv Rebbe. Rebbe decided to answer in defense of the Tanakama. The Divrei Rebbe Chanina Gamalim. Of course, I'm down on the base of the top of the page. The Chacham don't agree because the dates, the way they dated the Shtar Mekusher was different than the way they dated the Shtar Pashut. The Shtar Pashut, they always date based on the king, the latest monarch. A Shtar Pashut was exact, whatever monarch was. A Shtar Mekusher was always a year ahead, as if it's giving him a bracha that he should last, and should have longevity, and should be a king longer. Poshu, by it comes to start Poshu, Molach Shana, if he's a king for 1 year, Moinul Shana, we count it as 1 year. Shtayim, if he's king for 2 years, Moinul Shtayim as 2 years. Aber Mekusher, Molach Shana, if he's a king for 1 year, Moinul Shtayim, we count as if it's 2 years. And Shtayim, if he's a king for 2 years, Moinul Gimel, we count as if it's 3 years. That was a minik. So what's the problem? Okay, let's redo that. What's the big difference? Oh, the drama will be as follows. If let's say this guy takes a Mekusher and turns to Poshu, if he was cunning, this is what he would do. If he was sly, sorry?
Then you have a
star mukdam. Sometimes the Yozim and Ezuzim Mekusha. The guy will borrow money Mekusha, so it won't be dated this year, it'll be dated next year, because that's how they did a Mekusha. And then it was Samuel Azuzim Bain Apartle, and then he wants to pay whatever the time is, he pays. But on Malay, and he tells the lender, Havli Shteroy, give me back my shtas, I can pay. But on Malay, and the lender sends him, Irchazi, I lost it, but I'll tell you what I'll do, I'm prepared to give you a receipt. Because they wrote a receipt, but when did the receipt? Which date did he write the receipt? Today's date, not next year's. When the true date comes, when the date on the star comes out, which is next year, mashulei pashut. He'll open it up, unfurl it. Suddenly, you have a pashut. Hani hashta the yasvi minoi. He said to him, the guy will produce a receipt. Yeah, that was last year's loan. I gave you new loans since last year. There's a new date. Look at the star. This year.
It has stitches in the side, holes in the side.
So what? The Mordechai holes, the Rameh holes that it was only a string around with. And even with stitches, so he'll say it was not a Mekusha, there were stitches and holes in the star. But we said that this is, I'm talking about a mistake, you didn't sign the back, you signed the front.
Isn't there a gap in between the lines because you have to fold it?
The fact was opened up and everything was kosher. I'll say that wasn't the Mekusha. We just wrote it this way. You don't write receipts. Okay. You don't write receipts if it never happened in the situation. The guy will say to him, give me my star back, I'll pay you. The guy said, I lost it. He says, too bad. When you find it, I'll pay you. You don't pay without getting the star back if there was a star. First of all, yesterday, 2 days ago, story where the Rebbe didn't even know where the Edim were. But the Rebbe's Boki Mekusha, that's another story. Once came Mekusha, doesn't come in there, because Rebbe, he saw the date was the wrong date, it was the next year's date. He said, oh, it was a Shtar Mekusha. You have next year's date. Made that comment, which is kosher, but he made a comment. One Malay Zonian, the rabbi called Zonian, said to the Rebbe, "Kach min hoga shel umazu." This is the minig of this particular kingdom, that when it comes to a Mekusha, this is a Chacham Takana, that we follow their rules. The Molach Shana Moin L'Shtayim, if the king for 1 year, you make 2 years. Shtayim Moin L'Shal, 2 years, 3 years. And therefore, you know, that's what they do. So it's not a Shtar Mekusha because they wrote the next year's king. So the Gemara, Bosa de Shama Mezoinin. After Rebbe heard from Zoinin, Sovra, he understood now how a Shtar Mekusha works. You're right, before then he had no idea, but now he found out what it works. The Gemara, right? I wish I was a Shtar, but Kosebe, he written the following words, Bishnas Ploini Arkon. This year during the reign of this king. It doesn't say which year of the king. It just said that during the reign of this particular king. It could be the first year, second year, third year, we don't know. Rashbam learned that Arkham is a king. He says Arkham, no way that Arkham can be a king. Arkham is an officer. We find many times that the king is a word used loosely. He says it brings down like Moloch, Rabba was a king. We just use it very, very loosely. Melech doesn't necessarily mean Melech. Arkham was an officer. I'll see in a minute. So what should we do? Yibodik Amos Amad Arkin Barkinusa. Let's we should look up when exactly he became a king. Probably this was written the first year of his kingdom, and that's when this alone particular happened. So we just gotta find out when he became a king. Otherwise he would have nominated the year that he became a king. Talking about Vedima. No. The king says very loosely. Vedima Dari Machusay. Mahari, you know, maybe the king for 5 years. And maybe that's what happened, not the first year. This is the meaning of this particular nation. Remember, Tamakusha, you follow the meaning of the nation. Shamda the Shahin the Kola Arkan. The first year they call him Arkan king. Stam. Shniya koin le digun. The second year, these are all Greek words. They use the word digun, which means two. Digun. So therefore, if it would have been the second year, they would use a different word altogether. Reading more of a dilma avuri avru vahadurkmu. Maybe after you get rid of him and then you reappointed him. So this is the second reign, the first year. I know when it happened. And Teja says, that's how we know it can be a king, because nobody deposes of a king and then puts it back on. If a king, they get rid of a king, they either kill him or whatever, they don't put it back on. They would call him Arkan Digan. If it was the second time starting again, we would call him the second king, even though it's his first year. Tanabana, we learn, talking about that, we use Greek words. Hareini nozir, I'm a nozir. Sumchas amar, hina. If he writes it, I'll be a nozir for hina, then it's achas, it means one zirs. Digun means time, two. Trigun means gimel, and tetragon means arba. Now, these are all the Greek words. And pentagon is chamish. Tetragon is a parallelogram. The four-sided, not a square, but a four-sided thing. Then you have all the different rhombus and all that. Tell them what we learned. So therefore, using Greek words is all right. So that's what the chiddush is. Greek, that's what it means, and that's what it means. The chiddush, even though you didn't know what you were saying, it's already halachically binding. Not like other languages. Tell them what we learn. Bayis ogum. If you have a round house, digun. If you have two walls in the house, tregon, three walls in the house, or pentagon, five. Einam metame ben goyim. Does not have a goyim. My house has to be four corners. Tetragon, a four cornered house, metame ben goyim. Not immediately. How do you know that? Tell about me little lemaila. I mean, one pasuk it says that the goyim should see the leprosy in the house, and he'll see. He says he saw that the leprosy be ki reis habayis. It could have said ki. The walls as ki reis, plural. So that's two. Shtayim lemata oimen. Then later on it says again in another pasuk that the kohen comes back another time and looks at how it spread. Again it says bikir. Could have said kir, and it says bikir rois abayi is two. Two is four. Had it kanaba four. So this happened before. This is a side issue.
Ahum. Sorry.
But they haven't. Besides the Pentagon in America, which is a five corners of their building. Who have five walls? Who has five walls in the house? You don't see it. Ahum Akusha. And Makusha once came before Rebbe. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, "Ein zeh bazman, there's no zman." This is the Gemara we just learned before, a few days ago. Amar Rebbe Shimon, but Rebbe, Rebbe. So his son Shimon said to him, "Maybe Shema Bein Kshorav Muvla. Maybe the names are bound between the knots. Palya, maybe the date is between the knots. Palya, he opened up a Chazi saw, and he saw Chodar Chozeh Be Rebbe Bebishus." Rebbe looked at his son in shame that he didn't know how a Shtar Makusha was and the date was inside. By the way, did Hashem already say, why did was it worried about the date? What about the whole contents? What about the name of the person? The everything. Because everything is a balance inside. So when we say we're a date, it's just a representative of everything else. Chozbe Rebbe Kvishas. Rebbe was embarrassed. Omle Lava no Kasavti. So Rebbe Shimon defended himself. Look, I didn't write the Shtar Makusha. Rabbi Yehuda Chayte Kosva. Rabbi Yehuda the Schneider, he wrote it. We had to go on Sanhedrin as well. When someone had bad breath, Rabbi Yehuda the Chayte wrote it. Amalek Klach Meloshen Hora. Why are you telling me Loshen Hora? You shouldn't have told me the guy's name. In other words, Rebbe was upset because he thought they're trying to outsmart him. So he wants to know who wrote it. So that's like Loshen Hora, even though it's not really Loshen Hora, because this is halacha. Nothing wrong with it. For more to Lashon Hara, Zimnin have another time have a Yosef Kamei Bersing. They have a kaposi seated with Hillim. He was saying to Hillim, Amar Rebbe Kama Meyushik. What a beautiful handwriting this is. So he said to the son of Shimon, Amar Leilava No Kesafti Yehuda Chayte Kosvi. I didn't write it. Yehuda the Schneider wrote it. I'm the Klachem Lashon Hara. Don't stop. Don't tell me Lashon Hara. Rabbi Shlomo Hassam, okay, in the case of the Mekusha, Ika Lashon Hara, because he thought you're trying to outsmart him. Okay, Elohacha, my Lashon Hara, he just made a beautiful comment and he praised the guy. What's the Lashon Hara here? The Gemara of Shem Derav, Dimi, the Torah of Dimi, Achved Rab Safra, Dimi, the brother of Safra said, Le'elam, really, Nimor Erech will have the whole thing there when we talk about Lashon Hara. Al Yisapir Adam B'Tevasa Shechaveroi. Don't even start talking and praising somebody. Very good. But it's only the brother of Safra. What happens is you start to praise somebody, and right then you throw in the butt. And that start invites people, you yourself or others, to come and slander him. Omer Ab Amram, talking about Lashon Hara, Ab Amram said, no, if you ever praise anybody too much, other people already feel that it's a need to knock them down, exactly. Or you yourself even, modify. The three Avedas that nobody ever escapes every single day. And they are Hirur Aveda, thinking about Arayas, the Iyan Tfila, Machlaik is showing what it means. Either he anticipates that he davens and he expects the Abishah to listen, fulfill everything that he wanted, or that, and that's what Rosh Bam learned. Taisa doesn't like it, and Taisa learns, Poshet, Kavana, davening. Because they ask every single day you daven, you think David's going to answer what you're asking. Every day you talk have that kavana. So it means, Pasha, you don't have a kavana. The Lashon Hara, Freddie Gemara, Lashon Hara, every day you talk Lashon Hara. And the Gemara couldn't imagine that people talk Lashon Hara every day, a gossip. Ella, Avak Lashon Hara. That why that they say something which is the ashes of Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara. It's not really Lashon Hara, but you're saying something nice about somebody, but inviting, like you're saying, oh, he has firewood, what's going to happen? The whole town will go to his house to get his firewood. So you invited trouble to this guy's house. Most people are over gzeila every single day. They think this is not really gzeila, I'm allowed to do this. They convince themselves in business that this is mutter. Umiyad ba'arayas, there are not too many people who do arayas every day. But everybody is over Lashon Hara every day. Salke datach, everybody's over every day. Lashon Hara, datach, ela avak Lashon Hara, means avak of Lashon Hara. Stop here.